Hello, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, to begin, and when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Am I talking to a real person or a robot?
Hey, yes, I'm a real person.
Nice to know. somewhat satisfied.
Thank you very much. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it is a very important issue to you. First, we have racism and discrimination. Racism and discrimination.
Okay. Yes, that's a 10.
Thank you. Then we have K through 12 education.
A 10.
Criminal justice reform.
In this version, are we reforming the criminal justice system or the people who go through the system?
Well, since we're required to read verbatim, there's not much information.
Okay.
So just go. Yeah.
Let's give that an 8.
Thank you. Then we have immigration.
3.
Then we have democracy.
8.
Climate change.
3.
Then we have student loan debt.
5.
Jobs and wages.
You said jobs and wages?
Jobs and wages.
8.
Thank you. Then we have crime and violence.
8.
Voting rights.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Healthcare.
8.
Thank you. And last, we have inflation and the cost of living.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And just for classification purposes, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you very much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
That's so nice, and when you use your tone of voice, it makes that an even nicer presentation. It is hilarious that we have to ask it that way. What I think of myself, how did God make you? But anyway, answering your question, I'm a male.
Thank you. Now, and what is the year of your birth?
1961.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Yep, 7.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
8.
Thank you. And now please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. First, we have Raphael Warnock.
8.
Then we have Joan Ossoff.
5.
Then we have Brian Kemp.
4.
J.D. Vance.
Do not know.
Thank you. Then we have Brad Raffensperger.
3.
Thank you. Then we have Andre Dickens.
5.
And Tim Walsh.
Oh, Walsh. 7.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Oh, no, I've got to have a better answer than that. It has to be the person I vote independently.
But for now, would you say you lean towards the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Yeah, those are the only answers that you have for me.
We do have undecided, or I do not plan to vote.
So, yeah, definitely plan to vote. Mm-hmm. And right now, the Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other, or did not vote for president?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. And some people say that no matter who they vote for, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A moderate difference.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, below we have a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First, we have your local mayor.
Local mayor, if the local mayor prevented progress, is that the question?
Yes, we want to know if you think he did or did not. But the scale that we're using is 0, did not prevent progress, 5, not sure, and 10, certainly prevented progress. Any number between 0 and 10?
0, did not prevent progress.
Thank you. Then we have black voters.
Did black voters prevent progress? 0.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Did they prevent progress? 0.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
0.
Vice President Harris?
Did she prevent progress? 2.
Thank you. And we have a COVID-19 recovery.
COVID-19 recovery definitely prevented progress, so that gets a 10.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, as we wrap up the survey, below we have a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10.
Please. I should have asked this question in the very beginning. Who is sponsoring this survey, please?
Yes, we're not told, so we don't influence your opinions, but we're an independent research company called Metro Research.
You're an independent research company called Metro, but you're only asking me Democratic questions. You're not asking me any Republican questions, so it doesn't really seem independent.
Well, since we want opinions of any type, that's why we're not classifying those type of questions or people.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Now, let me start. Below, we have some list of policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First, we have, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body when states were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud.
Oh, man, my phone died on you. No, it didn't. What happened? Where'd you go? Can you hear me? I'm still on. I can't hear you any longer, though. Can you hear me? I'm sorry, but for whatever reason, I can't hear you anymore. If you're able to, feel free to call back so we can finish, but I cannot hear you.
Am I muted? Nope, no mute.